You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Did you know you can listen to hundreds more live 365 stations when you download our mobile app? It's the stations you love, like this one and many more. Just go to live365.com/smartphone and download your free software today. Turns out you can take it with you.
You protect it. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Warren Buffett fielded questions Saturday as the annual Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting took place in Omaha. The 50th annual event started off with a video featuring Buffett challenging Floyd Mayweather Jr. to a fight. Later, after beating Manny Pacquiao in Las Vegas, Mayweather gave a shout-out to the billionaire.
You got to drink that Warren Buffett drink. You know, he's a close friend of mine. You know, after a good championship fight, ain't nothing like a cold Coca-Cola.
Buffett was peppered this year with a barrage of questions about Coca-Cola, a company that Berkshire is a major investor in, and the impact of sugar on Americans' health. Buffett admitted that companies are going to be left with no choice but to respond to those type of concerns. He went on to joke at the same time, however, that a fourth of all his calories likely come from drinking Coca-Cola. Former President Bill Clinton is defending his foundation's past acceptance of millions of dollars from foreign governments.
I don't think there's anything sinister in trying to get wealthy people in countries that are seriously involved in development to spend their money wisely in a way that helps poor people and lifts them up. I don't think there's anything bad with that. I think it's good.
Clinton told NBC News his charity has never done anything, quote, knowingly inappropriate. The Clinton Foundation recently gave in to a pressure and announced that from now on it will accept donations only from six Western governments. But the former president says that isn't an admission that accepting donations of $10 to $25 million by Saudi Arabia was a mistake.
I don't want to get into the weeds here.
I asked Hillary about this and she said, you know, no one's ever tried to influence me by helping you.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 10:04. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. It is 71 degrees in partly cloudy skies in Flemington right now. It'll be sun and clouds mixed. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible today, 82. Considerable cloudiness tonight. Slight chance of a rain shower and a low of 58 tonight. And cloudy with showers tomorrow, a high of only 66. Winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. From that point forward, we build up the heat. Thursday will be a high of 80, sunshine and clouds. Intervals of clouds and sunshine, 84 on Friday. 86 on Saturday, and on Mother's Day, 87 degrees. Temperatures in our area right now, 72 over in Alexandria, 71 in Baptistown, 77 in Raritan, 75 in Ringos, 75 in Tewksbury. Stay tuned for Tech Today, right now on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Thank you.
Well, good day and welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for business or personal use can be better informed when making those purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments will include news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can message me there. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The studio phone number is 908-237-0410, and to contact me outside of the show, my company website is BluePantherBiz.com, BluePantherBiz.com. Welcome to May, and man, I don't have enough time to go over everything that we need to go over today. There's a lot of technological news that's very exciting and informative that's coming out, so let's get to it right away. First one is an eye-opener that I want to make you aware of. Now, just over at Good Morning Hunting this morning, I talked about how you've got to be more concerned about the way the world works, and with the world of social media, things can move very quickly. Well, nothing was more apparent than on Tuesday night, on April 29th, according to MotherJones.com, the Houston Rockets played their intrastate rivals, the Dallas Mavericks, in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And late in the game, the official Houston Rockets Twitter account sent out the following. And it has a picture of a horse, and it has a pistol pointing at the horse head, and it says, "Shh, just close your eyes. It will all be over soon." This is implying that the Rockets were going to put the Mavericks out of their misery, but it reaches towards the euthanasia or the killing of horses via pistol, via gun, which people nowadays, as a civilized state, do not really enjoy that vision anymore. That screenshot, by the way, was by Deadspin, and this article is written by Ben Dreyfus on Wednesday the 29th. So that internet, being the stupid place that it is, thousands of crybabies immediately began to cry. Oh, pray for the emoji horse. How dare the stupid Twitter account joke about horse slaughter? Wow, wow, wow. The internet is a place where people cry about garbage. If outrage is a currency, and it is, then the online market is drowning in counterfeits. People like the feign outrage because it allows them to demonstrate their humanity and show the world that they feel things strongly, and people like to sleep with people who feel things strongly. Outrage allows people to define themselves in opposition to something, which is much easier than defining yourself on your own. The Rockets went on to win that game, and thus the series, but not before the tweet was deleted. Today we learned that simply making that tweet down and apologizing wasn't enough. The Rockets fired the dude who tweeted it, their social media manager, Chad Shanks. And Chad Shanks, which is at Chad J. Shanks, wrote or tweeted, "Sometimes you can go too far. I will no longer run at Houston Rockets, but am grateful to the organization that let me develop an online voice." He continued with another tweet that said, "I did my best to make the account the best in the NBA by pushing the envelope, but pushed too far for some, and for that I apologize." And then he retweeted one more, "I hope there's another organization out there in need of someone willing to take chances and create engaging social content. I hope." This is just garbage. Emoji violence lost this dude his job. Emoji violence, like, who was really outraged by this? Were you? Of course you weren't. You are smart and normal and very attractive, and people like you. But let's pretend you were outraged by it. Here is my question. What outraged you about it? Did you not know the horses get shot when they are lame? Of course you knew it. Everyone knows that. Here's what I know about horses. They are beautiful. We don't eat them. For thousands of years, they were second only to our legs when it came to helping humans get around. Now, they're sort of ridden recreationally. Also, we race them. They have shoes. They get shot when they are lame. Is merely mentioning the reality that horses are shot when they are lame outrageous? If you are outraged by the fact that horses are shot when they are lame, be outraged about the fact that horses are shot when they are lame, not someone remarking on the fact that horses are shot when they are lame. In conclusion, the Houston Rockets are cowards. The Los Angeles Lakers are the best team in sports. Well, here's the deal. In this particular case, Chad was in charge of tweeting. His tweets represent the organization. And tweeting and social media is supposed to, as Chad said, engage people. Get them to read it. Get them to talk about it. But if it does, in fact, represent the organization in a bad light, unfortunately, it's going to come back to haunt him, which it did. Chad realizes that, and there's nothing wrong with the fact that Chad takes some risks and created engaging content. Mr. Dreyfus, I agree with you. I see the fact that, you know, all we did was bring to light the fact that something has gone on for years. Doesn't mean that we need to be reminded of it, especially when we're talking about basketball. I'm sure Chad could have written it another way. It didn't sound like he was trying to be offensive, but it did offend somebody, and that's the whole point. We don't want to do that. Now, I, as a radio show host and host of Good Morning Hunter and Blue Panther Business Partners and Tech Today, I have to repeat these types of things. I have to talk about these things. I'm allowed, to a certain extent, to distance myself from Hunter and Chamber Radio and Hunter and Chamber of Commerce. But I also have a cognizant thought that I am not going to go on a tremendous limb to either bring a bad light to me, my company, my family, or the organization that is allowing me to do this business, to do this job, especially being a volunteer. I like doing it. There's some things that I really enjoy about it, and I'd rather not lose that opportunity. So I have a little alert, little person, a little voice in my head that tells me when and if I am going a little too far, and I have to think about that. Chad needs to do that as well. Perhaps when he was typing that, he should have run it by somebody, and maybe they should have shaken their head and said, "I don't think so, Chad, maybe not tonight." Maybe there was somebody that said it's okay, but it wouldn't go past everybody, and now the outrage came. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it works. If you feel that uncomfortable sensation that maybe I shouldn't hit the enter key, maybe I should hold on to it and think about it a little bit, especially with email or text messaging, do that. Store it. Go back and look at it later. Perhaps you'll have a different feeling about it a little bit later on, rather than pushing that button and going, "Wow, I didn't expect that to happen." It's unfortunate, but it does happen in our society, especially with social media and especially how fast social media travels. Don't destroy your career for the sake of 60 characters. I mean, really. Chad could have come up with something just as humorous and not as offensive, and he'd still be doing his job today. And he'd still be creative, and he'd still be pushing the envelope, and he'd still be representing the Houston Rockets. If he's sad about that and he apologized, that's great. And what he did learn is that the Houston Rockets really just don't like that. Perhaps he should have known that beforehand. So if you are representing your company as a salesperson, as a coach, as a teacher, think about what you're doing and make sure that you would be proud of it later on. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment, right after these messages. Thank you.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Assure Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Assure Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call Assure Shred. Assure Shred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Assure Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. I forgot where I'm at, what I'm doing. Well, here's an example of how Congress can be so confused and, in fact, manipulate the concept for their own uses. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about encryption. What is encryption? Encryption is taking data and rearranging the numbers. All of our data is actually in a numeric form. That's how it actually is stored. Even though it appears in letters and pictures and all that stuff on your visual spectrum, it's actually all stored as numbers. It's just how you interpret those numbers, how it gets presented. Well, encryption takes those numbers and rearranges them according to a code. And those codes can be fairly complicated. To make sure that somebody cannot read the information that is actually contained in the files. Why would you not want to do? Why would you want to do that? Well, to make sure that private information is kept private, especially when you're putting it in public areas, such as Google Docs or Dropbox or any other types of cloud storage. Well, Congress, I don't know if intentionally or unintentionally, has decided, according to Gizmodo, that we heard that encryption is enabling upskirt photos. So Congress, intentionally or unintentionally, is using the lack of information and the lack of absorbing this information as an opportunity to somehow move their agenda. And that agenda is that encryption is stopping the government from being able to find people that are dangerous. Well, government debate over encryption has veered into fully stupidity territory. Expert testimony at a congressional hearing on encryption blamed Apple and Google's privacy systems for allowing perverts to get away with secretly photographing vaginas and posting the pictures online. When Apple and Google debuted bulked up encryption for websites last year, the FBI complained that this automatic encryption would be a boon for criminals. DOJ insisted that it would kill a child. Today's testimony meant to help the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform assess encryption. Chugged along a similarly twisted train of thought. This time, encryption critics trotted out child molester and freaky panty pervert doomsday scenarios to support the argument that people should not be able to secure their phones. District Attorney David Conley warned that encryption will enable people taking upskirt photos, that's in quotes, to get away with posting surreptitious shots. In the same testimony, Conley blamed encryption for potentially destroying cases against child abusers and people who pimp out children for sex. Of course, the idea that encryption makes it harder to collect evidence is true. However, there are many salient reasons why people want to use encryption, just as there are many reasons people put locks on their doors. It's a digital safeguard that protects us from criminals, snoops, creeps, and undue government surveillance. Yes, of course, if police get a warrant, they can search a house or a closet or an iPhone in accordance with the Fourth Amendment. That doesn't mean a suspect has to unlock their doors for the police or their phones. It doesn't mean we should build cars without locks to make it easier for police to search them. The Fifth Amendment, which gives suspects the right to remain silent, means people suspected of a crime don't have to say anything that help police gather evidence against them. That includes not having to tell an officer where to hide a key is hidden so that they can root through your apartment. It also includes not having to write down your private encryption key so that the people can read your Gmail. It even includes not having to type in a passcode on your phone. Quote, I don't believe that Apple or Google set out to design an encryption system to protect human traffickers, but this is the result, Conley said, as he urged the companies to provide ways for law enforcement to penetrate encryption. This isn't rhetoric. This real thing is reality. No, this is rhetoric, and it's empty and sensationalist. Lots of things make it inconvenient for police to collect evidence. It would be easier if they didn't have to obtain warrants at all, and it'll be even easier if they could force suspects to self-incriminate. The law isn't designed to make it a super chill process to gather evidence. It's designed to protect citizens, and Apple and Google's encryption is designed to protect users. This isn't to say that everyone in the government agrees with these dubious arguments. Some are even willing to make 1990s SNL references to convey their skepticism. Quote, it's impossible to build a backdoor for just the good guys, Representative Chavitz of Utah said as the chairman of the hearing. If somebody at the Genius Bar could figure it out, so could the nefarious folks in a van down this river. Plenty of other House members were equally skeptical of the historical scenarios presented. Creating a technological backdoor just for good guys is technologically stupid, said Representative Ted Lieu. Safe saying that encryption makes it harder to collect evidence is a soggy, disingenuous argument and will lead to effectively dismantling our digital locks with a backdoor key. These arguments wouldn't hold a thimble of water if they were about weakening a physical lock. Imagine a hearing on whether or not police should hold skeleton keys that unlocked all of our houses. People should have the ability to keep their phones as secure as their homes with sturdy locks. And while that will make it less convenient for police to break in, it's also preventing crime from making it harder to anyone else to as well. It's good that as many House members looked critically at this sort of ludicrous testimony, but at this point, you have to wonder why Congress keeps choosing hysterical witnesses like Connolly at all. Yeah, it is a little crazy, isn't it? Encryption is very important, especially in the world of cloud storage. You need to make sure that your stuff is not sitting up there open to the public. Anybody can figure out the combination of numbers and represents a particular type of document or file format. And so by knowing that, it's easy for them to look at it and view it. What you should be doing is encrypting it. Google and Apple have provided an easier way to do it. And law enforcement's just going to have to work around it the way they've worked around everything else. Now, it's 10:28. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of Tech Today in a moment.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The family of Garland, Texas shooting suspect Elton Simpson is speaking out.
In a statement issued through a Phoenix law firm, Simpson's family says, quote, "We send our prayers to everyone affected by this act of senseless violence, especially the security guard who was injured in the line of duty." The family goes on to say that they do not condone violence and had no idea that Simpson was planning an attack, ending with this quote, "Just like everyone in our beautiful country, we're struggling to understand how this can happen. We are heartbroken and in a deep state of shock as we grieve." I'm Valerie Perezo.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch and top Justice Department officials are going to Baltimore today. They'll meet with the city government and law enforcement officials, members of Congress, and community and religious leaders. The new attorney general has been paying close attention to the violence that erupted in Baltimore following the death of Freddie Gray. Senator Chuck Schumer is demanding that North Korea release a New York University student it's holding. Won Moon-ju was arrested 2 weeks ago when he tried to enter North Korea illegally. This is USA Headline News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners are committed to supporting and appreciating their employees. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 94% offer employee appreciation programs such as team outings, bonuses, and office recognition. These perks are in addition to more traditional benefits like flexible hours, vacation time, and health care benefits. Furthermore, while 46% of small business owners plan to hire new employees in the year ahead, many are investing in the development of existing staff. 38% of those applying for a loan in 2015 plan to invest the money in employee training. Steve Strauss, small business expert, discusses the unique and important role employees play at small businesses.
Small business owners can be very protective of their employees. They value their contributions and invest in appreciation programs and benefits, often putting employees' best interests ahead of their own. They recognize the value of training and the importance of a happy, dedicated team to support the development of their business.
To view the report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Time is 10:30. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 73 degrees, partly cloudy in Flemington right now. Today is May 5th. Sun and clouds mixed. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high of 82. Considerable cloudiness and a slight chance of a rain shower tonight. Low 58. Of overcast and rain showers at times tomorrow. 66. Chance of rain 50%. Partly cloudy skies on the 7th. A high of 80. 84 and sunny on Friday. Sunny skies, 86 on Saturday. And Mother's Day, 87. Intervals of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures in our area right now. We have 72 in Franklin, 74 in Pittstown, 78 Raritan, 75 in West Amwell, 77 in White House Station. Stay tuned for more of Tech Today right now on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Welcome back to Tech Today. CNN Money follows up on an announcement that I had provided a couple weeks ago that Microsoft was finally getting rid of Explorer. Explorer has been riddled with and attacked by so many malwares and viruses because of all the holes. Microsoft finally said we have to abandon it, and now they're going to replace it with Microsoft Edge. That's the name of the new browser that Microsoft is creating. It's called Microsoft Edge. This is part of CNN Money, and it says, at its Build Developers Conference in San Francisco, Microsoft said on Wednesday the browser will replace Internet Explorer when Windows 10 debuts later this year. It was previously known as Project Spartan. Edge will use an e-icon similar to the one Internet Explorer has used since 1996. Microsoft Operating Systems Chief Joe Ellifor noted that the e-icon now has a completely different and better meaning than it was for a while. Unlike Internet Explorer, Edge will support modern browser functions such as extensions. Microsoft showed off Edge extensions for the first time on Wednesday, so it's definitely starting way behind rival browsers Chrome and Firefox. But before, Belfour claimed that it would be extremely easy to build apps and extensions. An app on Chrome could easily work on Edge with virtually no work and just a few tweaks. Microsoft also made several other Microsoft 10 announcements on Wednesday, including its grand ambition for a new operating system. Microsoft is seriously committed to getting Windows into the hands of everyone. It had already announced that Windows 10 will be a free upgrade to anyone using Windows 7 or 8. By 2018, Microsoft said its goal is to have 1 billion people using Windows 10. That would make it by far the most used version of any operating system in existence. Right now, 500 million people are using Android KitKat, currently the OS version with the highest user base in the world. To get more people using Windows, Microsoft opened the door wide to developers to bring their apps to the operating system. Soon you'll be able to run Google and Apple apps on your Windows phone or PC. Well, kinda. Windows 10 is going to run an Android subsystem that allows app makers to bring Android apps to Windows and a few tiny tweaks. Similarly, Windows will support the same code iPhone uses for its apps, putting iOS apps in the Windows Store with little extra effort. That's how King brought Candy Crush to Windows, Microsoft said. The Windows Store will also support Win32 apps, letting companies like Adobe post their apps in the store instead of requiring customers to navigate to a sea of websites to download them. Adobe, for example, will be able to put Photoshop in the Windows Store when Windows 10 debuts. Windows 10 represents a new generation of Windows built on an era of more personal computing, where the mobility of the experience is what matters, not the mobility of the device, says Satya Nadella, Microsoft CEO, at the event. We want people to go from meeting Windows to choosing Windows to loving Windows. All right. So operating systems are going to become blurred and start to be able to be used in any particular system. That's going to make things a lot easier for the developers themselves. That's certainly a big help. So excellent stuff. What else is going on? Well, it's so funny how current events are used as jumping off points to provide information. One of them is obviously the unfortunate occurrences going down in Baltimore. There's an article here by Wired that brings technology and police presence together. And it also throws in the concept of your rights. And so Alexandra Ram, on May 3rd, wrote this article. It says, it's your right to film the police. These apps can help. So on April 12th, police in West Baltimore took 25-year-old Freddie Gray into custody, where he sustained a fatal spinal injury that led to his death. On Friday, the Maryland DA charged the six police officers involved with manslaughter, false imprisonment, and in the case of one officer, homicide. Since Gray's death, the city of Baltimore has been at the center of renewed public outrage over the role of racial discrimination and violence in the criminal justice system, and specifically fatal interactions between black residents and police officers. And like the shooting death of Michael Brown by the policeman before this, and the choking death of Eric Garner before this, and most recently the murder of Walter Scott in South Carolina, justice in the case of Freddie Gray seems to hinge upon camera evidence from bystanders. With smartphones, we the citizens have our pockets the power to hold our government responsible. Apps are cropping up to make it easier to videotape incidents like this. Any organizations like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and National Lawyers Guild are working to make sure we, the people with cameras in our hands, know our rights under the law. First of all, it's important to state up front that it is completely within the U.S. citizens' constitutional rights to record interactions with police officers, according to the ACLU. The EFF has created a guide for knowing your legal rights to digital property. Unless you are on private property, you have the right to photograph, film, or record anything in plain sight. Officers are not allowed to confiscate this material or even search your cell phone without a warrant. Yet, law enforcement frequently confiscates these recordings while harassing, detaining, and arresting those who fail to comply. It is also true that if you are a film a crime, you may inadvertently become part of the investigation and may become subject to attention from police yourself. Take, for instance, the individual who filmed the choking of Eric Garner, Ramsey Orta. Orta has been in and out of Rikers since that tragic day. Speaking with Vice, Orta, who was friendly with Garner, decided to start documenting police misconduct in the summer of 2014 around his heavily policed neighborhood of Staten Island. But since Garner's death, Orta and his family allege that police have zeroed in on him, following close family members as well as his girlfriend. Police charged Orta with gun and drug possession as well as armed robbery. On April 6th, the Free Thought Project wrote about Orta's imprisonment. His case went viral, and soon a GoFundMe campaign had collected over $54,000 to free him. Orta was released on April 10th. If an individual is already marginalized in society or lacks resources, the implications are huge. On Thursday, for instance, Mashable reported that police had arrested a transgender woman who was filming the Baltimore protests and then forced her to stay in a male holding cell, remove her bra, and wear men's clothing. Her bail is currently set at $100,000. Here are apps that you can use. One is in 2012, the ACLU created an app that allowed anyone to film interactions between police and citizens and upload footage to the ACLU's website. Similar apps have cropped up since, with new features allowing for quick and automatic upload to cloud or to YouTube in case of confiscation or destruction of your device. Duncan Kirkwood's app, Hands Up for Justice, allows people to discreetly record interactions with police officers during traffic stops. The app integrates emergency contacts with GPS, uploads to YouTube or a Dropbox account, and is available for download in the iTunes store. Inspired by his own experience at a traffic stop, Kirkwood wanted to make it easier for people of color who are disproportionately stopped by police on U.S. highways to record their interactions without fear of intimidation. Inspired by Occupy Wall Street, I'm Getting Arrested is a free Android app that instantly sends texts to emergency contacts that you are pre-programmed into your phone. Other apps like SWAT, 5-0, Stop and Frisk Watch allow you to report police misconduct as well as educate yourself about your rights and connect with other users via community feeds. All of these were modeled after social justice movements like Occupy and Ferguson, but their founders developed them as a result of personal experience with police brutality. Reports and recordings via apps like these or standalone camera footage might be the only piece of evidence to stand against an officer's account of events. If it were not for that video of the fatal shooting of Walter Scott in South Carolina, the officer might never have been charged with a murder. It is getting to that point. We have started to see that government officials are calling for body cameras of police so that we can watch from an objective point of view. But that is still through the eyes of the police officers and the police officer organizations, the law enforcement organizations. So having these types of apps and knowing your rights is obviously very important. Keep up the understanding. Be informed. Don't be critical. Don't have an attitude. But know your rights and stand your ground. That's exactly what you should be doing. That is the right of you. And that was written into the Constitution a long time ago. It is 10:42. And here's a cute little app that might also bring in some ideas or awareness to the world of age discrimination, and even homelessness. And so if you'd like to have a little laugh and get some awareness and be informed, here it is. It's by the Huffington Post, and it says that... One second. Computer has decided to be very... How old do I look if I am homeless? Written on May 3rd by Joel John Roberts. And Joel says that the latest viral fad flooding Facebook and Twitter is a Microsoft-created app that guesses how old you look after uploading a selfie photo. The app is still in development, so it's not too accurate. Thankfully so, for those people who are assessed a decade older than reality. Some of the funny how old photos are the ones where grandma is assessed to be 35 years old and the 20-year-old son is assessed to be 50. Of course, with Photoshop, anyone can smooth out their skin, hide wrinkles and droops to look, at least via how old, a couple of decades younger, much easier than a facelift. This How Old app, however, would most certainly be inaccurate in judging the ages of people living on the streets. Jennifer has been living on the streets for 9 years and has continual contact with one of our street outreach teams. The wrinkles on her forehead, the puffy eye bags and sagging chin and cheeks make her look like she is 60. Her hair is thinning and her eyes are cloudy. She even walks with a bent back and shuffling feet. If her photo was on How Old, I would have bet money she was carrying an AARP card. In reality, however, she is in her late 30s. Her advanced looking age was not due to how family genes, it has due to living on the streets. Her skin endured the harshness of sun-baked heat in the summer and dry, cold air in the winter. Her frequent bouts with flu often turned into pneumonia, and her concrete sidewalk turned bed battered her body. Living on the streets for years at a time can rapidly increase one's age, turning any young adult into a middle-aged or elderly. And Jennifer is no exception. Most of those elderly-looking people on the streets are, in reality, decades younger. Sure, Photoshop could smooth out their skin and disguise their wrinkles, but in reality, their bodies have been battered by street life. There is a solution, however, that is much better than Photoshop. In an agency I lead, we have seen people's looks change dramatically. Their skin becomes fresher, cleaner, and younger looking. Their eyes become clear, more alert. Their hair is conditioned. They walk taller and jump in their stride. They look and act decades younger. There is no photo editing software that is used. No Botox or facelifts. No newfangled diet. No reality show makeover. They would certainly reduce their age-looking selfie on How Old. So how old are able to such age-reducing efforts on people who are homeless? We house them. We take them off the streets and move them into apartments. And we have plenty of people and organizations in Huntington County that help with that as well. Please support them. It is 10:45. We have a quick break, some commercials. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in a moment. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution.
With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
It's 10:48. You listen to Tech Today on HuntingtonChamber.com. You remember that big fight that happened on Saturday? Well, it was Mayweather-Pacquiao, and pay-per-view was $100. Well, one of the big winners of that whole thing was a site called Periscope, the big winner for the Mayweather-Pacquiao pay-per-view Dodgers. CNET reports that Manny Pacquiao isn't the only one questioning Floyd Mayweather's unanimous judged welterweight boxing win Saturday night. According to Twitter, CEO Dick Costolo, that the title goes to Periscope, the company's tool for live video broadcasting. Shortly after the boxing decision, Costolo turned to his company's social networking platform to declare Periscope the night's true winner. Internet denizens without TVs or the inclination to spend Showtime and HBO's steep $100 pay-per-view price turned to Periscope instead, where they could watch the bout for free on their smartphone, tablet, or computer screen. To do this, anyone with an iPhone or an iPad can log into Twitter's Periscope app and start a broadcast pointing their device camera to the TV, thereby passing along their own view to anyone following the user's live stream. HBO and Showtime reached out to Twitter and other live broadcasting services like Meerkat, according to a Bloomberg business source, asking them to stop or otherwise take down streams of the fight. Regardless, the two companies had allegedly filed an injunction against other sites for copyright infringement, says the Hollywood response. It wasn't immediately clear how many Periscope viewers turned in to the match. Representatives for Twitter, HBO, Showtime did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Even with the high levels of Periscope piracy, the historical match was projected to earn hundreds of millions of dollars, a large slice of what going to HBO and Showtime respectively. The two networks partnered up to produce and broadcast the Las Vegas event. Final earnings have not been disclosed. It would be Twitter's first legal case against Periscope. The social network only acquired the streaming startup in mid-March. Like other forms of peer-based piracy, any action taken against Twitter for Periscope streams involves users sharing content they likely consider theirs for free and from their own living rooms. The fact that Twitter CEO Costolo used his company's own social platform to congratulate Periscope is perhaps the night's most damaging jab and one aimed squarely at big boxing. There's tons of these out there. There's peer-to-peer all over the place. Lots of sharing going on. It is the way of the future. And if you don't believe me, well, simply look at the way the music industry has evolved over the last 20 to 30 years. Remember back in Napster days when people were sharing TV shows, video is going the same way. You can't keep providing these types of applications and then expect people to follow by spending $100. It's just not going to happen that way. So, for those of you who are into network broadcasting, pay-per-view events, it's going to be a long, painful downhill slide because the world of sharing is out there and there's no way to get Pandora back into the box. And that is a pun. All right. Intended pun, anyway. All right. So, Periscope is a big thing now. There's a lot of other ones very aware of as well. Pager turns your Facebook pages into a full-fledged website. How about this? Posted by Romain Dillette on TechCrunch.com. He says, meet Pager, a neat little hack developed during our 24-hour Disrupt New York Marathon hackathon by a team of three engineers. It's the perfect idea for small business owners who want to turn their Facebook page into a more traditional website. The team has already worked for restaurant owners, doing freelance work and teaching them how to update their WordPress websites. In many ways, it's too complicated and cumbersome for these busy people, and yet I'm sure your favorite bar has a successful Facebook page and its staff is posting pictures, events, and wall posts all the time. The main idea with this hack is to allow small businesses who use Facebook to manage a website. Daryl De Guerrero told me, with Facebook, they can just post to Facebook and everyone knows how it works. So the setup process is very simple. Once you have an instance of Pager running, when you start the app, you first log in using your Facebook account. Then you'll be presented with a list of your Facebook pages. You pick a page, save, and your site is automatically live. Everything is sorted into four categories: about, news, events, and galleries. The about page is supposed to present all your business's contact info and opening hours. The news page displays your wall posts and events, and galleries are presented self-explanatory. Not everything works just yet, but the team implemented all the underlying code that leverages the Facebook API. We were pretty productive until 1 or 2 a.m. Then it was harder. Alex Illy, Anton Shevchenko, and Daryl De Guerrero all knew each other before participating in the hackathon, so there is a chance they will keep iterating on the project after today, and I really hope they do, but maybe it's time to get some rest. So you can go and create a website via Pager. That is pretty cool stuff. It's 10:54. It's time for me to get on out of here. The Tech Today team will be in Some Things About Money team will be in just a few minutes, and then food for thought after that. Don't fear technology. Use it. Understand it. Embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today. Hopefully we've imparted that mission unto you. We'll talk to you next week, live from South Carolina. Talk to you soon.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The family of Garland, Texas shooting suspect Elton Simpson is speaking out.
In a statement issued through a Phoenix law firm, Simpson's family says, quote, "We send our prayers to everyone affected by this act of senseless violence, especially the security guard who was injured in the line of duty." The family goes on to say that they do not condone violence and had no idea that Simpson was planning an attack, ending with this quote, "Just like everyone in our beautiful country, we're struggling to understand how this can happen. We are heartbroken and in a deep state of shock as we grieve." I'm Valerie Perezo.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch and top Justice Department officials are going to Baltimore today. They'll meet with the city government and law enforcement officials, members of Congress, and community and religious leaders. The new attorney general has been paying close attention to the violence that erupted in Baltimore following the death of Freddie Gray. Senator Chuck Schumer is demanding that North Korea release a New York University student it's holding. Won Moon-ju was arrested 2 weeks ago when he tried to enter North Korea illegally. This is USA Headline News.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke says the U.S. continues working through diplomatic channels to try and free a cargo vessel in the Strait of Hormuz.
We remain in contact with them to peacefully resolve the incident and ensure safe passage for the vessel.
The ship, which is registered in the Marshall Islands, was recently seized by Iran. Rathke noted that there are no Americans aboard and said there have been no injuries reported. He stressed the importance of maintaining a free flow of commerce in international waters. American officials have insisted that the seizure is not impacting U.S.-led talks aimed at ending Iran's nuclear program.
The U.S. maintains a robust presence in the region to deter destabilizing activities, also to safeguard the maritime links to the international community.
Manny Pacquiao is facing surgery and a possible fine or even suspension because of his injured shoulder. Nevada boxing officials are investigating because the day before Saturday's fight, Pacquiao checked no on a boxing commission form asking if he'd had any injuries. The 8-division world champion injured his shoulder in training more than a month before his loss to Floyd Mayweather. Pacquiao says he aggravated the injury during the fight. This is USA Headline News.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Stocks are opening lower as the U.S. trade deficit hits its highest level in 6 years. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 are all lower in early trading. Especially with earthquakes in mind, Seattle is remembering last Friday's America's Preparathon Day this week. The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Individual and Community Preparedness Division, Gwen Camp, says Seattle does a great job with preparedness.
Seattle does some great stuff with community preparedness. The school kids practicing the earthquake drills of drop, cover, hold on. The grown-ups are catching on also. Every October you see the great shakeout.
She says not enough Americans make family disaster plans.
Nationwide, we have 80% of Americans living in counties that have been impacted by a weather-related disaster just since 2007, but less than half of that number have actually made an emergency plan and discussed it with their family.
The Bulls and Clippers are ahead after Game 1 of the NBA playoff. The Clippers blew out the Rockets 117-101. Bulls took a 99-92 victory over the Cavaliers. Today is Cinco de Mayo. The celebration has evolved from its solemn roots, commemorating the Mexican Army's victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla in 1862, to what most people now consider to be a drinking holiday. Still, even that has its positive side. Experts say the commercialization of Cinco de Mayo has major benefits for businesses, especially those owned by Latinos. And, in like kind, Taco Bell is giving away free tacos.